Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right. This gentleman that I have with me is Mr. Lloyd Bonafide. He lives in a part of town. It's Alhambra. And what the name of your neighborhood again, sir, is Sweet Pine?
Yes, sir. We get the television. We've got the TV on. We live in Sweet Pine and the Deer Creek area. But this is a neighborhood watch group that I had formed with Dick Butterworth. And he is a neighbor of mine. And you have to understand that where we live is mostly elderly people. And it's a neighborhood that's had the same people living in it for quite some time. So when this young woman moved in, and she moved into the property that adjoins ours on the south, so we share a portion of our back property. When she moved in, a 26-year-old woman, and claims to own the home, you know, a red flag goes up a little bit, and that's why I started looking into it.
She's a single woman?
She is a single woman, 26 years of age. Her name is Sally Jeffries. She is... drives a very nice car. She dresses inappropriately. You have to realize, again, that a young woman moving into this neighborhood who claims to own her own home is not... You take a second look at that. And that's right.
Well, I know that you had dealings with the police on this matter. And I want to ask you, when you say that a young woman who's 26 years of age and owns her own home is a red flag, why do you call it a red flag?
Well, sir, it's a red flag. She's 26 years of age. Who's the sole? There's no husband. There's no family support. She's the sole owner of the property. So Dick Butterworth, he and I were talking. He's with Neighborhood Watch. The first thing comes into your mind. And you don't want to think this way, but you don't have any choice, is that she's making her money in perhaps an illicit manner, which is none of my business, but she may be using the home for illicit events.
Hold on for a minute. I just want to ask you, sir, you are suspicious, and other members of your neighborhood watch are, because she's 26, she owns her own home, there's no husband, you believe there's something illicit.
Let me explain something to you, Mr. Hendry, because...
If I'm getting something wrong, you tell me.
I'm going to tell... because during the Korean conflict, I was stationed part-time in Tokyo, and I'm not proud of this. And I will tell you right now, I'm not proud of this. But when you're young, you do things, and I got to know what they called in those days as geisha girls. If you've ever heard of the term?
Yes, sir, I have.
All right. You know what they are, don't you? They're prostitutes.
Yes, sir.
And you can see, you look, this woman's wearing the tight skirts. She's got the heels. And there has been a car over there just about every other night this week. The automobile is over there till well after midnight.
Well, maybe it's a visit from a boyfriend. Or
staying until 5 or 6 in the morning. You know, you've got senior citizens in this neighborhood who've made a comfortable life for themselves, sir. Okay.
But what I'm saying is maybe she's having...
No, sir. We have senior citizens who've made a comfortable life for ourselves, and now this woman is in her home entertaining men in the manner that she does it, which I have no idea.
Is it the same car?
Is the what?
The car that's there every night till 5 or 6.
Yes, it's the same car. But what you're not hearing is the car is there until 5 or 6. Every other night. Now, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to understand that she's entertaining that man, with sex in the house. You've got senior citizens living here on a street where we have been comfortable.
And did you confront her or him about this, about your suspicions? Did you talk to either one of them?
Well, I wanted to be sure, and I'm not proud of this, but you know, sometimes it's hard... to protect the neighborhood. I went over there. I went over the wall that separates our property, and I told Butterworth I was going to do this.
Now, you're talking about Dick Butterworth, who's with you. He's a neighbor.
Dick Butterworth, yeah. And I looked through the back sliding glass doors, and I looked for a couple hours because Butterworth was concerned. And, you're looking for an exchange of money. You're looking for something that'll tip you to the... She's a prostitute. Now, you know...
Well, how do you know that they're not friends? I mean, this is the point that I'm trying to make. If the car's there overnight, if this man is there every other night...
Well, how do you explain a 26-year-old woman owning her own home, having the money to own her own home at 26, you know, without dancing? I believe she's probably dancing at a gentleman's club where the tips are very rewarding, and then she brings the men back to her home and facilitates them through the evening. And then, and again, I'm not proud of this, but a post-World War II neighborhood like ours, where the people are decent.
All right, Mr. Bonafide.
Where the people are decent, where the people are hardworking, where the women have retired, where they've raised their children, they did the best they could for their country. And here comes this woman wearing the clothes she does. She brings men over. And so I entered her residence.
And without her there.
Let me explain something, sir. I can call the police, but I can't do it till I have evidence.
But that's technically breaking and entering.
No, sir, it's not. It's not breaking and entering when the door is left unlocked, sir.
All right, hold on. I got to give our number, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Mr. Lloyd Bonafide about a suspicion that you have that there is a house of ill repute or a home of prostitution. We want to let people know that it's in the Sweet Pine area. And this area is an older neighborhood. You say there's a lot of elderly people there. But now, the big question that I have for you, if you believe this woman is operating a house of prostitution, have you called the police?
Sir, I believe I just got done telling you that I need evidence before I call the police. And
that's why you entered her home?
Yes, sir, that is why I entered her home. And, you know, so, and I did. And when I find that she's using her home as the home of a prostitute, I can assure you that myself and Dick Butterworth will go to the police.
And did this guy Butterworth know you were going into her house?
I don't check. You know, Mr. Henry, I don't know about you. I don't check with Dick Butterworth on what I do with my life. And I have said that repeatedly to I don't know how many people. I don't go crawling to Dick. I don't go crawling to Dick Butterworth every time I want to sneeze.
Sir, I don't know your relationship with the guy, but you said that this guy is a part of your neighborhood watch.
That is correct.
Well, he spoke with the police, and he said he did not approve.
Let me explain something. Dick Butterworth is a gutless wonder. And for a guy that loves to talk about how he was at Normandy during World War II, he hasn't got the guts that God gave to a flea. Now, I told,
All right, let me ask you. You went into her home.
That is correct. I did nothing more than look at some of the mail that she had, and I found what I was looking for. She had a catalog of sexual items. And I told my wife, and my wife identified that catalog as a sex catalog.
And all right, it was at that time you were in her home that the phone rang, and you answered it.
It's a normal thing to do, sir.
Well, you answered the phone of a home that you were walking into that nobody knew you were there, and this was one of her friends on the line, so she calls the police. And that's what I'm saying to you. The police were alarmed enough. But first of all, I have to ask you, sir, why were you answering the phone in a home?
It happens to be a knee-jerk reaction. I answered the phone, and she said, "Is Sally there?" And I said, "No, she isn't." And she said, "Who is this?" And I said, "This is Mr. Bonafide." I recognized that I'd made a mistake, and I hung up.
And the police were called.
Well, I'll get to the police, because they've got a lawsuit coming, okay?
All right, hold on. I got to get a call in, and we're going to take a break. Sir, I don't mean to be argumentative with you.
Well, I'm not trying to be argumentative with you, Mr. Henry, but you don't have all the facts. And that's what I've tried to tell you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll take a break. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm back with Mr. Lloyd Bonafide. Lives in the Sweet Pine area at near Deer Creek, and they have a problem. He feels there's a problem. I know that your neighborhood watch usually is looking out for burglars. You think that this woman who's moved into the neighborhood is running a house of prostitution.
Mr. Henry, if I could just mention the catalog. I got the name of the catalog.
Yes, sir.
It is a Victoria's Secret. It features very, very lewd, and blue styles of clothing. Very obviously intended for sex. The clothing that they feature is made so that you can engage in a sex act while you're in a basically in a restaurant or in an elevator or whatever, because it's made that way.
I'm familiar with it, sir. The lady has that catalog. You found it. You went into her home without her permission, okay?
Sir, I am a concerned neighbor. And let me tell you something else, as long as you're on the subject. The police have got themselves a real nice lawsuit. And when I get done with them, I'm going to own the Los Angeles Sheriff Substation at Alhambra. Because I will tell you...
Well, what did you say, that they roughed you up?
I have a doctor's testimony that the ligaments of my shoulders are strained. I've got a bruised rib when they pulled my arms behind me to handcuff me. And
police say that you resisted.
I'm sorry?
The police say that you resisted.
Let me tell you something. I said to this cop, you stay where you are, and he came into my home. I said, you don't come into my home without me telling you that you can.
And well, look, I don't want to argue what the cops did.
Well, no, you don't want to argue that, but you want to tell me that I'm some kind of a pervert because...
Sir, when you went into this girl's house...
And that's the right word, too, girl, who owns...
All right, when you went into this woman's house... Did you go into her laundry hamper?
You know something? I find it to be absolutely...
Can't you answer my question, sir? Did you go into her laundry hamper?
I find it untenable that a man who served in the United States military, and you want to make me out to be some kind of a sicko, who's sticking his nose into someone's underwear for his cheap thrills. I went into that home to find evidence of what I am certain... Is this woman's behavior in our neighborhood?
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Jose, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up? San Diego, first time calling. This guy is nuts. He's not a concerned neighbor. He's just a peeping Tom. He's just a senile old man that doesn't know what he's talking about, man. He doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Well, okay, and you do, huh? Let me ask
yeah,
you
I do know what I'm talking about, man.
How do you
kicking
windows?
I do know what I'm talking about. I don't go looking inside my neighbor's property and trying
about.
To find
you
evidence or
you don't
what's
sound
not.
To me like you've been you don't sound to me like you've been out of the third grade. You sound to me like some guy that's got too much grill cream in his ear.
All right, we lost the caller. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Bill. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, who's to say that this lady wasn't married and her husband passed away as a as a member of the military, for that matter? Because he keeps talking about being a World War II veteran and having the
Where did he pass away?
I mean, I'm just stating for say. I mean, what makes it so wrong that she's 26 and owns her own home?
When's the last time you heard of a 26-year-old woman buying a home in an old neighborhood where the retired people are?
Her family has money. I mean, come on,
Her
I mean,
family
some
has
people
money.
Are just set up well, you know?
No, I don't know. And even if that were the case, what's wrong with me checking it out? See what I'm saying?
To a degree. I mean, you're not being a good neighbor, though. I mean,
I'm doing is I'm trying to make sure that she's not coming into a neighborhood where we've got a great many senior citizens and elderly men and women and walking around with her underwear that she gets from a catalog on how to have sex out in a street.
No, I'm 40 years old, and my wife gets the Fredericks catalog, too, for that matter.
Well, sir,
there's nothing outrageous there.
Well, sir, have you seen the catalog?
Yes, I have. It comes quarterly, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh. So you're telling me your wife picks out items from that catalog?
Occasionally she does, sure. I mean, it's part of having a healthy sex life, is it not?
And why was a single woman who's got men coming over until 5 a.m.,
and
how do you know? Wait a minute.
The same car, time, night after every other night.
How do you know
the same guy?
What's that?
How do you? I want to ask you a question.
Like the same guy, though.
How do you know the guy's there till 5 a.m.?
Because, Mr. Henry, I'm with a neighborhood watch group, and I have.
You're standing out behind her house, looking through her window for two solid hours.
See, what you're doing, Mr. Henry, is you're encouraging the callers to think of me as some kind of a perverted, sick animal. And meanwhile, she gets to spread disease through this neighborhood. Now,
what do you mean spreading disease?
That's the point that I've tried to make. You ask any police officer, and AIDS is the number one consequence of a whorehouse. Pardon me for saying that.
Right, but did you not say it's the same car night after night or every other night? So it's the same guy every other night? I mean, who's to say that's not her boyfriend then?
Let's look at it this way. Okay, he might be, and who's to say that's not a pimp or someone who's setting her up in that home so he can bring his friends over, other business executives who want to sit with a glass of wine and watch two women on top of each other and that kind of a thing. You don't know.
Oh, man. I mean, you know.
Oh, man. See, look at this. What are you? All of a sudden, you're hipper than me or something?
Well, thank you very much, by the way, Bill, for your call. I just want to say.
Well, you know, you're stumbling around. I think what you want to basically say to me is you think I'm a stupid jackass. Isn't that what you want to say?
No, I don't want to say that. I want to say that I think you're not giving a new neighbor the benefit of getting to know her.
And, Mr. Henry, at my age, I don't need to get to know something that looks like that in a tight dress. I don't need to get to know something that looks like that in a pair of heels. And I sure don't need to get to know something that looks like that with her blonde hair piled up on her head the way she does it. And you can almost imagine... When that man comes over and parks his car, you know, I left a note on the windshield of his car. You heard about that?
Yeah, the police told me. The police told me in the police reports everything's there. You left a note on the windshield of his car that said, "Did you have a good time?"
Yes, sir, I did. Yes, sir, I did.
And frankly, the gentleman is a guy by the name of Joe Hunt. He is 32 years of age. It scared the hell out of him.
Well, I you know something? That's the first smart thing you've said. And
why do you want to scare a man like that, leaving an anonymous note on his car windshield?
I simply said, I said to him, you know, you're in there, and you're going to take what you get from her, you're going to take it home to your wife, and the next thing you know, your wife is dead within days. Not, you know, that it'll kill you within days.
What will?
The venereal diseases that you get nowadays.
Did he tell you that he had a wife?
I told him.
All right, hold on. 1-800. You know, this is why, Mr. Bonafide, you say you have evidence for the police. You don't have any evidence, sir.
You know what? I respectfully disagree. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you have no evidence. 1-800-449-8686. Jane, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
How come this girl can't be a legitimate entertainer and make a decent living and live wherever she wants to live? Since you fought for her freedom, how come she can't do that?
She's got the Phil Silvers Show. My wife's got the Phil Silvers Show. Is that a rerun? Turn it down. Could you repeat that, please, ma'am?
I said, even if this girl is making a legitimate income and can afford to live where she lives, you fought for her freedom for her to be able to do that. So why can't she live where she wants to live?
I would like to say to the lady at this time that your cell phone was breaking up. And it was...
What she's saying is, what Jane is saying, if I'm saying it correctly, Jane, how is it that a young woman at the age of 26 cannot own a piece of property? Is that what you're saying, Jane? That she's not a career woman?
You know, the two of you, you ought to get married to Mr. Henry, Jane, because the two of you think alike. A career woman is exactly what I'm talking about. Sweet Christ, I'm talking...
Would you watch your language too, sir?
What's that?
Would you watch your language?
Watch my language?
Yes.
Mr. Henry, you're talking to an old Navy man. You asking me to watch my language is like asking a hooker to put her bra on.
Okay, well, whatever.
Yeah, you sound like my grandson.
Well, the point is...
I'm saying to you and the lady that she does have a career. She's got a...
Even if she is an adult entertainer, the last time I checked, that's a legal job.
Yeah, is it also legal to bring home the men that you give lap dances to?
Do you know that she's giving lap dances to these guys? No, you do not know that. And if it's the same guy night after night, how come it can't be her boyfriend?
Ma'am, if you've ever been into a strip club, and I've been into some of the best, you have a dancer will come to you every night if you pay her enough money.
I have to disagree with you because I'm an entertainer, and I am married, to a Marine, and I have
okay, Jane,
never,
Jane, hold never. On. Jane, hold on for a minute. I'm going to put you on hold because I want to hear about that, but I don't know if you can get to a better phone, and we'll get to some other calls. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Lloyd Bonafide with a brothel in his neighborhood.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
What?
I have a letter from Alan Agram, who's my doctor, that the ligaments in my shoulders were strained by the Los Angeles County Sheriff when they restrained me with the handcuffs. And this was after I told these two cops to get out of my house, stay out, and that if they came in, you know what? That they would wish their mothers would they would wish that they hadn't even had mothers to give birth to them. That's what they would wish.
And well, sir, they put you in cuffs and they put you in a radio car. Now, my question for you is, the lady who is the object who you think is a hooker living next door to you, her name is Sally Jeffries. She apparently is involved in the insurance business. She owns an insurance agency.
At 26, huh?
You know, my wife owned her own agency when she was, how old was she? My wife was 24. Well, she didn't own her own agency, but she was a big partner in one.
Yeah, see, she didn't own her own agency. Right there, see? I got you. 3 points. Let's take time out. Me one, you coming to bat. Because I'll tell you, Mr. Hendry.
Wait a second. My wife was making in 1980, when she was a 23-year-old woman, she was making 50 G's a year.
I don't care about you. 50 G's a year won't buy you tap water. Are you
50 G's in 1980, man?
Mr. Hendry, I'm not one of your, you know, I'm not one of these callers that thinks you're cool. I'm trying to give you...
All right, hold on. Can I take a phone call, and then we can confuse other people, all right?
Sir?
No, because that's what's happening here tonight, sir, and that's what bothers me. Hillary, go ahead. You're on a Phil Hendry show. Hillary?
Hello. Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead,
oh,
ma'am.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
Beaver. She's got that Beaver show, the Leave It to Beaver show on.
That's great.
Excuse me, Mr. Bonafide.
Yes, ma'am.
If you would, honestly, sir, I'd like to get a word in if you would just listen.
I would enjoy to hear what you have to say.
I am thrilled that you would like to hear. I would like to talk, sir. Can you just,
yes,
like,
that's fine. I just don't want to be characterized as a perv and some twisted perv. That's all.
Okay, well, I would like to say something. Okay, I have never called into a show being so appalled as I am right now.
Hold on, Hillary. Have your wife turn the TV down, please.
Mr. Hendry, my wife is hard of hearing. And
then, well, sir, can you move into another room with the phone, okay?
I'll try and get the cord. We don't have a long cord. Honey, get the cord for me. My wife is hard of hearing. She's bedridden. Excuse me.
God. That's why he has nothing else to do.
All right, your wife is bad. I'm sorry, sir. I don't mean to inconvenience your wife, but you need to move out of there because the TV set is interfering.
All right, hold on. Marjorie, dear, could you unhook the cord for me, dear? My wife can barely walk, and you've got her crawling over to a cord, Don. Boy, you people.
I don't have her crawling anywhere, sir. Is she, is it?
Go ahead, and I don't appreciate your tone, sir, at all.
Sir, I'm not having your wife crawl to unhook a cord. I have no idea.
My wife had to crawl on the floor to unhook that cord so this woman can have a nice, comfortable chat.
Why didn't you crawl over, sir, if you're totally mobile?
I believe in giving a person a fishing pole, not a fish.
Go ahead.
I'd like to say something. Okay, I have never called into a show only to have something good to say, but I've never been so appalled in all my life. My husband is 27 years in the Navy. You are degrading him right now. My father served in Normandy. He's 81 today, sir. And I am appalled by your attitude.
Wait a minute. I was in the United States Navy in Korea.
Well,
all
that's
right?
Damn bad.
I fought China. You know, your husband, God bless him.
And
your father fighting the Germans, that's one thing. But have you ever fought a Chinaman? No.
Husband's been in the Navy 27 years, and he was in Iraq in Desert Storm, sir. You were
right
on a ship.
Can we...
Let me finish. You were on a ship.
Uh-huh.
I have one thing to say. I'm going to be 52 years old. I also get Victoria's Secret magazine, because when you go into a Victoria's Secret store, which you obviously don't ever get outside, you go and you get on a mailing list. Victoria's Secret magazine has some beautiful clothes in there. If your wife obviously has never looked because she's bedridden, obviously. I am appalled by your attitude.
My wife would not embarrass herself.
You're a bigot. You are prejudiced.
Can I ask
at 26 years old.
Don't you feel a little silly at your age putting on one of those items?
Guess what?
It's nothing but degrading.
No, it's not. It's
there's holes everywhere.
You know what Victoria's Secret magazine has, sir? Victoria's Secret catalog? They have some beautiful clothes. If you would get your mind out of the gutter that you have it in, you would see what's in that magazine.
Mr. Henry, are you familiar with the Victoria, the catalog?
Yes, sir, I am. My wife looks at it. Most women like Victoria. I'll tell you, you're maybe thinking of Fredericks of Hollywood.
Yes.
But Victoria's Secret.
No, this said, Marjorie, what does it say? Well, get out of the chair and go get it.
I thought you said she's bedridden.
She was bedridden.
You know something? I try to keep my wife moving so she doesn't lock up.
I think there's definitely.
Right.
How old are you, sir? Are you in your 80s or in your 90s?
I'm 78 years of age, dear.
Well, God forbid, my father at 81.
In the Korean War.
Well, I think that's wonderful.
Okay, I have the catalog right here, Mr. Henry, and excuse me.
You took it from her home?
Madam, I...
See, that's the reason why you got arrested, dude.
I work in a law firm, sir, and I am appalled by your attitude.
You're 52 years of age, and you're putting on things that are crotchless. Yes or no?
Guess what?
Don't answer that question. That's very personal.
I don't have to answer that question. That is definitely something this woman
Let it go. You're not in your 20s anymore, for God's sake.
You don't even know what I look like, sir. I'm 52 years old.
I
am proud of myself.
You're 52.
And I live in San Diego, and I don't know what part of L.A. you live in.
I live in Alhambra.
I've lived in Mission Viejo. I know L.A., and guess what, sir? Whatever area of town you live in, obviously, it's a side of town where nobody is allowed on your block except if they're white Caucasian.
When did I ever say that we don't allow the blacks?
Now, you know what? You are a bigot. You are a prejudiced man.
You know what? When you're
man.
Losing an argument, that's what Rash Lamba says. When you lose an argument, just call the man a bigot. And you're losing this argument.
No, I'm not losing it.
All you had to say was you're 52. That's all I need to know about how you look at a pair of crotchless panties. Thank you.
You have no idea
what I look like.
You have no idea what I look like.
And guess what? My husband, who is 46 years old, if he heard this conversation right now about a fellow sailor, he would say to me that this gentleman is definitely not a sailor.
Madam, I wasn't a sailor. I was a swabby. And, we don't call
That's
him sailors.
Shame.
And when your husband was just a filthy idea in his father's mind,
why do you have to insult
Shame
people?
Shame on you.
Why do you
Shame
have to...
on you to
hold
say
on.
That about my husband.
I was in Korea while your husband was just a nasty idea in his father's head.
Shame on you. My husband's father served in Korea in the army. Shame on you. Shame on you.
What am I, in the third grade? Shame on
me.
You want me to polish up an apple for you?
Let me ask you, how long were you in the military, Mr. Bonafide?
Long enough to see a lot of dead Chinamen.
That
is really sad. You're a bona fide idiot, and I'm appalled that you're an American.
I fought in Korea so you could sit there looking at yourself with no underwear on.
My father fought in the Battle of Normandy so that you could be the idiot that you are.
May I say something, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
This Normandy deal, Dick Butterworth, my dear neighbor, is a Normandy veteran, and all he
can
do is talk about what a big shot he is because he went to Normandy. I think that Normandy thing was way overblown.
Overblown?
Oh, you know, these Normandy boys all like to talk because they faced a bunch of scared German kids. We were up against the crack Chinaman. And they're, boy, you have never seen it. And for this woman to say, she puts on, the girdle with no rear end on it.
I didn't tell you that I did that. I didn't tell you anything for you. You have an imagination.
You said that you go into the Victoria's Secret catalog and pick out something extra nasty, and I won't
have it. I never said that I did that. You put that. You have that in your own mind.
The lady never said that. What the point that is trying to be made here is that the
aren't you just a gentleman? She said, "Thank you, sir."
You know what? I'm going to hang up on you in about 5 seconds if you don't shut up.
You know something, Mr. Hitchcock?
You know what I think? How tough you are. I bet you if I slapped you hard enough, you'd start crying.
Listen to her laughing. So you want to try me, huh? You want my address?
You know what, buddy? I got better things to do.
You got better things to do than come over and take on a 78-year-old?
You better believe it, man, because you know what? I wouldn't want to leave you there crying in front of your wife because she's bedridden. You may have to go over and change a bedpan. So,
oh, boy. You know what? That's a good fight.
That's a good fight. Because he asked her to get up out of the chair and go do something.
I told her to, for one time today, get out of her chair and go do something and get me something. She sits there rubbing her legs. Hey, what is she? What's she doing now? Is she talking to me?
She's getting out of her car.
No, I was actually talking to a fellow. I dropped my stepson off at ice hockey. I have children. I have children, Mr. Bonafide. I have college kids, and I have a husband who has three children.
Now, can I ask you, these children you have by how many different men?
Okay.
Shame on you.
That's a...
Oh, will you knock it off with the June Cleaver Act?
You know what? You know what? I cannot believe...
You know, I will say this, that I've been in some of the classiest rub joints in Las Vegas, and this chick that lives next door is definitely hooking.
You know what? You are so out of whack, Mr. Bonafide. I can agree with Mr. Henry. At 26 years of age, at 28 years of age, I was making over $40,000 a year.
Where did you dance?
How dare you, sir? You know, I don't even think this conversation, Mr. Henry, I don't even think this conversation is worth anything.
So in other words, I'm lower than whale dung, but she's going to hang up because I asked the perfect...
No, I'm not going to hang up.
No, wait, I got to take a break.
I asked her where she danced.
You assume because she made 40K a year, she was dancing.
Oh, come
shame
on.
If
she says shame on you one more time, I'm going to go out, get a picture of June Cleaver, and play with myself looking at it.
All right, that's it. That's it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, you want to know where I live? 123 Ashkick Street.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, what did you say?
I said, sir, that I had proof that that woman, we have the photographs, is all I'm saying, and they were taken with a telephoto lens. And I suppose you're going to tell me that I'm invading her privacy, but I've got proof that she picked out the filthiest items from that catalog and looked at herself and everything.
And what do you mean, looked at herself?
We have the photographs of her standing in front of the mirror and checking out her butt or, you know, whatever you want to call it.
You're taking pictures of her with a telephoto lens?
And I offered them to the police as proof.
Because she's got something from Victoria's Secret? She's a hooker?
Boy, you know, I feel sorry for guys like you that just don't get it.
Okay, 1-800...
And by the way, my wife would never degrade me or herself by putting on a pair of crotchless panties. I think it's disgraceful.
Well, man, you know what? That's probably a function of age.
Oh, wait, hold on for...
I got to take a call.
No. You don't get away with that. Are you trying to... Because I'm 78, I'm not waking up with wood. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not going to talk to you about it. Here is Cindy. Go ahead, Cindy.
Oh, my God. This guy
he's degrading me and alluding to the fact that I'm somehow some kind of a limp noodle.
You know, everything you're saying, man, is that you're like a limp noodle. Oh, she's putting on the stuff, and she's looking in the mirror, and I got pictures, and I show them to the police. And
she's strutting around here with a skirt. You can see everything, and all the men around here are distracted by it.
Go ahead, Cindy.
Buddy, you need to get a life. You know what? If this bothers you so much, stay in your house and take care of your wife. Don't worry about what the neighbors are doing. This is absolutely insane. I have never, ever...
Go get it yourself. Hold on. You're speaking to my wife. She went. What do you want? You can go get it yourself. You crawled to unlatch the thing.
What are you doing to the woman?
I'm not doing anything to her. She wants to crawl into the kitchen and get some soup.
Crawl?
Buddy? Phil, can you hear me?
I can hear you, ma'am. Go ahead.
You know what, buddy? You need to get off of your butt. Quit worrying about what your neighbors are doing and take care of your wife. Just because somebody buys something from a magazine does not label them as anything. I can't even believe you are a disgrace to the senior citizens.
Oh, wait, I'm a disgrace? I'm trying to keep the senior citizens disease-free, and you're saying I'm
disease-free? Hey, are they over there sleeping with her?
Well, you know what? If business slows down, you never can tell.
Oh, you know what? The only way they're going to get a disease... Oh,
you know, God. You're, at that rate, you're never going to get the soup made. You're only about halfway out of the chair.
Why don't you go fix the soup for her?
I'm sorry?
Fix the soup for her.
The doctor says she needs to get circulation in her legs. Now crawl.
That's right, crawl. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Nose right on the ground.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I cannot believe you.
Oh, you can't believe me. I live in a neighborhood that I helped build with my bare hands. And now in comes this girl wearing a dress that's so tight you can see both cheeks of the rear end. Are you supposed to be able to...
What the hell are you doing looking at her? Take care of your wife.
Well, why is she wearing a dress so tight that I can see...
What difference does it make to you?
Get your nose
what
right down on the
linoleum. What difference does it make? It doesn't label her. It does not label her.
It doesn't label her, no. But when you've got a neighborhood full of old men walking around with a pup tent and every pair of golf slacks...
Oh, well, you know what? Dittos to them. They can
we got a break.
Dittos to them, huh? So you're using Rush Limbaugh talk.
Hold on.
That's it. Get your nose right down onto the linoleum and crawl.
Oh, boy. I'm going to... 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
You know what we used to do with guys like you? We'd leave your butt up with a flower in it.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hold on for a minute, because I'll tell you what I got. I got the camera on right now. There she is. She's modeling a pair of crotchless underwear. Look at that. I'll get the picture. Brand new corduroy slacks.
What happened?
Wouldn't you like to know? The front ripped out of them. Boy, that's pretty powerful stuff over there. Let me just...
Get out of here.
Wait a minute. You're not hanging up on... She just changed into another pair of underwear.
Yeah, what did you do? Change into another pair of pants?
No, that was my underwear. Then it was the I'm wearing two pairs of slacks. Actually, three.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.